Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What does faith look like? What does faith sound like? Every one of these examples, they did something. They didn't just sit around and say, I believe in God. Abel gave an offering. Enoch walked with God. Noah built and prepared. It wasn't enough for him to sit at the house and go, I believe it. Floods are coming. I believe it. He built. He prepared. Abraham left home, went out, not knowing where he was going. How do we know Abraham believed? He left. Abraham offered up Isaac, proven throughout the generations what amazing faith the man has. Moses' parents hid him. Moses forsook and left Egypt. They kept the Passover. They passed through the Red Sea. And I want us to stop and talk about that one a little bit tonight. Head on back there with me in the Old Testament to the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 14th chapter, you remember that the Lord had done all those signs and wonders in delivering His people out of Egyptian bondage. And then finally, they let them go after many, many signs and wonders and destruction. And so they're leaving, and they hadn't gone far, and they got to the Red Sea. And Pharaoh decided that he had really made a mistake in letting them go. He kept hardening his heart. And I mean, several times he said, okay, we'll let them go. And then he said, no, not going to let them go. Changed. And he did it again here. They're already gone. Not too far, but they're gone. And he decided, no, 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 we got to have them. You know, they were slave labor. And so they got all the chariots and got all the soldiers, and they went blazing after them. And so here all the people of God have gotten to the Red Sea, and they look up, and the dust is in the air. Here comes Pharaoh and his host, and they're angry, and they want to hurt somebody. And they are at the proverbial in between the rock and hard place. It doesn't look like you can move ahead, and you don't want to go back into that, and you are running out of time. This thing's on the clock. They're soon going to be here. What are we going to do? And in Exodus, the 14th chapter, Exodus 14 and 14, the Lord told Moses to tell them, he said, the Lord is going to fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Keep going. And the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying to me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Even after they've heard from the Lord, they still feel like they're boxed in and don't know what to do. Let me read you some other translations. The Easy to Read says, why are you still crying to me? Tell the Israelites to start moving. They need a miracle. I said, they need a miracle. Some time back, we talked about how to have a miracle. Do you remember the main things?
Yes. Hear from God.
Three things, right? And one of them you don't even do.
That's right.
What's the three things? How to get a miracle. Number one, you got to hear from Him. Don't skip that one. Somebody said, well, I'm getting it, Brother Keith. I got to do something. So I'm going to do something. It's not just do something. It's not just do anything. No. It's doing what he said to do.
That's right.
What Jesus' mother told him at the first miracle in Jesus' ministry at the wedding feast of Cana, whatever he says to you, not just do anything, but do what? What he says to you. Number one, hear from him. Number two, do what he told you to do. Number three, he does the work. He does it. Now, a whole lot of folks are trying to get him to do it before they move. All of us have to be on the watch about this. I've heard from the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm just waiting on my miracle. No, you're trying to jump from one to three. That's not how it works. Tell me again, how do you get your miracle? Hear from him? He does the miracle. No. But a lot of folks are trying to do that. I heard from him. Well, praise God. Did you do what he said? I just believe that something's going to happen. When? Well, I'm just waiting on him. Are you sure? Because still, after he told them, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to take care of this. They're still crying out to the Lord. Oh, God. And what did the Lord say? Hush and get moving. Be quiet. Quit your crying to me and start moving.
Yes.
Wonder if that's a message for any of us today that would walk by faith.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's spiritual people that were just crying out to the Lord. We're just bombarding the gates of heaven. We're just calling on heaven, calling on God. A lot of times the folks would listen, he'd say, hush and get moving. There's a time to pray and there's a time to be quiet and move. You pray and seek the Lord till you hear from him. That's when you pray and seek the Lord. But once you've heard from him, it's not time to keep praying. It's not time to keep praying. It's not time to keep saying, I believe. What did he say? Why are you still crying to me? Actually, the Living Bible says it like this. Quit praying and get the people moving. Forward, march. I'm reading the Living Bible. Quit praying and get the people moving.
Come on.
But it takes faith to do that, doesn't it? Your flesh doesn't want to do that. Your flesh wants to sit back a safe distance from it until God takes care of it. And then you can get up and go.
Come on.
But that's not faith. Then you'll be walking beside. It'd be too late for faith. Where are they going to go? Where are you going to go? Abraham, the father of faith. Did he move when God said move? Where's he going? He doesn't know where he's going, but he's moving. People say, Lord, guide me, Lord, guide me, Lord, guide me. You can't steer a parked car. Can you?
No.
Oh, you can turn the wheel, rub a flat spot on the tires. But you're not changing any direction. Absolutely nothing is happening. In order for there to be guidance, there has to be movement. We'll be talking about this some more, I believe, in time to come. But every project that the Lord's given Phyllis and I, and every direction, you know, with the ministry, and then now with the Branson Church, and now with the Sarasota Church, every one of them. I mean, if you're just recently joined us, then you wouldn't know it. But there was a time when we didn't know where, we didn't know how, we didn't know what.
That's right.
You just had do this. And you just believe by faith, okay, I'm going to head that way.
Yeah.
Is that right? How you going to do it? Don't know how you're going to do it.
Right.
Where? Well, I can't just sit at the house.
Nope.
And it all happened automatically.
Nope.
I'm going to have to give God something to work with. Right?
Yes.
Now, you never stop checking your heart about the guidance and the direction the whole way through. But as soon as you've got enough to take a step and you know you do, you don't have to have the rest of the picture. Take that step. And then you'll find out some. Take that step. And you'll take some more. And you keep taking steps, you'll get your, to your destination. You'll get to some good places. And you'll be praising God and giving glory for the miracles that happen. But you got to overcome your fear. Don't you? Got to overcome your fear. Got to overcome. Everybody's flesh is the same way. Your flesh likes comfort and routine. What I know. So I know I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that, then I'm going to do this. We're going to be here, then we're going to be there, then we're going to come back. And your flesh doesn't like new and strange and unknown. But God does.
Yeah.
He's all about new and unknown.
Yes, he is.
And he'll open the door and say, come on. And you'll go, what's in there? He says, come find out. And you can pray and fast till you faint and fall out, and he's not going to tell you. Well, he'll tell me. No, he won't. No, he won't. You'll find out when you have enough faith to take a step. Step through and find out. Quit praying and get the people moving. The message says, why cry out to me? Order them to get moving. Tell me what happened. Did it look like they could move ahead?
No.
And it's going to always look like that. You go, the Lord say move, and you and your mind will think, where? How? But don't you get an attitude with him. Well, God, I got to know what to do. I mean, I can't just go and not know where I'm going. Abraham did.
Amen.
That's rebellion. Be willing to take a step. Light will come. Take another step. More light will come. Take another step. Then shall we know if we follow on to know. Path of the just is like the shining light. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter to the full day sun. Hallelujah. We all got flesh. We all got the same kind of minds that we got to get renewed. And again, you'll be thinking, how in the world? What could that mean, and what and how? And it's like if you're on a road, a long straight road, and something miles down the road, you're thinking, what is that? What is that? I can't make that out. Well, don't sit on the side of the road and exasperate yourself. Put it in drive. Is that right? And head that way. And how many know the closer you get, the more obvious it'll become what it is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.